Happy Friday to you. After this string of sunny days, Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says that a ridge of high pressure will weaken this weekend, allowing some clouds to invade the BC coast with cooler temperatures. No precipitation is expected, though, as a weak area of high pressure remains over the area. Looking to next week, a weak system moves over the area on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers. We will see a high of 24°C today and a low of 8°C overnight. Sunrise was at 6:01 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:21 p.m. The UV index is 5, or moderate today. As a refresher, the higher the UV index number, the stronger the sun's rays, and the greater the need to take sun safety precautions. In Canada, the UV index ranges from 0 to 11+. Environment Canada warns that when the UV index is 3 or higher, you should protect your skin as much as possible. Did you know, window glass does not provide full UV protection? It filters out UVB but not UVA. You can still get a sunburn. It just takes longer. From Environment Canada. Tonight we'll see a few clouds. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Pemberton, which saw a high of 25.2°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 23.6°C. The coldest spot in BC on April 24 was again Tatlayoko Lake, in the western Chilcotin country of the central interior, which dipped to minus 6.4°C. The coldest spot in Canada yesterday was again Fort Ross. New, which dipped to minus 25.9°C. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 5.94%, meaning that is the percentage of the moon illuminated by the sun. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 11.4°C. April average water temperature in Howe Sound is 9.7°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 13.8°C, according to the site. Backcountry avalanche forecast. Today, according to avalog.co, the alpine avalanche rating for our region is moderate, the treeline rating is low and the below treeline rating is low. Start early and time your exposure to be out of serious avalanche terrain during the hottest parts of the day. The advice for today from avalog.co. Start your day early and be out of avalanche terrain during the heat of the day. Pay attention to cornices and give them a wide berth when traveling on or below ridges. Avalanche activity is unlikely when a thick melt freeze crust is present on the snow surface. Allergens. According to Aerobiology Research Laboratory's data, this is the pollen count today in our region. Pollen, moderate. Spores, low. Spores are produced by non-seed plants, fungi. Today's top allergens: all fungal spores, low. Box elder, maple, low. Alder, low. Other stuff you should know. Pigeon Week. Pigeon Week is on from April 28 to May 4. Pigeon Week is a great opportunity for residents, students, and community groups to come together and help clean up our community. You can sign up individually, with your household or family, or join local organizations that are hosting their own initiatives, reads a Muni post. Register your pitch in week activity with the district and the Muni will supply gloves, garbage bags and a tipping fee waiver for all registered cleanup events. Find out more here. Trail work to note. The municipality says its Mount Garibaldi Cemetery expansion is underway with forest and vegetation clearing now complete. Consultants are actively completing design milestones in preparation for construction, which is expected to take place from July to December 2025, the Muni said in an update in its recent newsletter. The nearby trail to the east, which has been affected by the land clearing for the expansion, has resulted in SORCA being retained to complete a 100-meter reroute. This work is now underway with help from students at Donross Secondary. The district said it expects the reroute to be open by the end of May. Landfill closure. The district notes that the landfill will be closed on April 29 for scale recalibration. This routine maintenance ensures the weigh scale provides accurate readings and meets regulatory standards, reads an email alert from the District of Squamish. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamish Chief Down Arrow.